When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Bama Rush doc is finally out and people are underwhelmed.
The trailer kind of over-delivered.
Yeah, the trailer really hyped this thing up as something that was going to shake up Greek life. Alabama was never going to be the same. Sorority girls will never be able to walk to campus the same way. And yeah, people were just kind of like, yeah.
So based on your enthusiasm about Bama Rush and the intern's enthusiasm about Bama Rush, and I saw it trending yesterday. I thought I'd give it a shot last night.
Oh, you did?
I did, right? So I watched the first 15 minutes of it. It was super boring. B, I just felt really creepy, so I turned it off.
Yeah.
There wasn't the drama. I guess it started as a hashtag, Bama Rush, on TikTok last year. And I couldn't believe the amount of girls that were on the show yesterday saying, I had never even heard of Alabama, but I saw it on TikTok and I decided I was going to apply.
Which makes us sorority girls look really great, right? Like, we're just like sheep, like, oh, this was on TikTok. I guess I should go to university here.
But I guess I was expecting more drama, or based on what you guys were telling us about Rush yesterday, more hazing. There is none of that.
Well, most people expected it to be more of an in-depth look at the sorority recruitment experience. And while I appreciated them taking us behind the scenes, showing us these girls' backstories and really painting the full picture of who they were, there wasn't nearly enough of the sorority experience highlighted. I think a lot of people wanted to. I think what people appreciate about the hashtag Bama Rush Talk experience is that it's sort of like watching sports. Like, yep, you pick a girl, you sort of root for her, you want her to get her top choice, you want to see what uniform she's wearing, you know, her outfit. And so we didn't really get that kind of sense of camaraderie of like getting to cheer somebody on, because it was so kind of depressing, honestly, and underwhelming in terms of like the drama.
So the focus was more on the pledges and their life rather than the actual sororities.
Yeah, I think a lot of people wanted to get sort of an in-depth look at like the Rush experience. Like, we can see things from TikTok and we can see what the girls are wearing, but what is it actually like when you are sitting outside of your top house and you get that list and it's like you're not going in? They don't want you. They think you've been rejected by Kappa Kappa Kappa.
All right, and you're all our intern's take.
I mean, personally, I feel like I could have done a better expose documentary myself. I just feel like they wasted all the time building up the girls' stories, all mm-hmm. that. And it was like 5 minutes where they actually showed they were rushing, and it was just like montages of the house. And I feel like it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
You wanted the drama.
I did.
You wanted the tea.
I just wanted the drama. It was just very underwhelming. Yeah. There was no tea. There was no dramatics. It was just... yeah, depressing.
Is this a docu-series or just like a two-hour documentary?
No, it was just the movie. Yeah. So I feel like they might have had more dirt on them, and then Alabama sued them is what I think might have happened, because they mentioned that they got sued in the documentary. So I don't know if they had the stuff and they didn't go in that direction or what happened there, but...
yeah, it was getting a lot of hype this time last year when recruitment was getting started, because there was this rumor going around that the girls mm-hmm. were going into the houses mic'd up. So the University of Alabama freaked out thinking, oh, this is terrible for us. Like, if somebody says something ignorant in one of these houses and it ends up on HBO, it's going to make us look mm-hmm. terrible. Mm-hmm.
So what about, like, because I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I remember the trailer. What was the details about the machine?
Right. They didn't include that like as in depth as I thought they would. Like, I thought they were getting into the juicy, juicy details.
What
they just
told
the history about it.
I think the machine got
a secret
to the
society.
What was it?
It's a secret society that controls
like SGA,
everything.
Student government. They rig all elections, all that. It's like, so they just gather.
Yeah, pretty much every major university has something adjacent to the machine. Mm-hmm. My university had one. I won't label it because I'm worried they're going to come after me. But the machine is basically the secret society where the most powerful successful people on campus secretly get together in like fraternity basements, and they basically pick people to be senators in student government. They tell everyone you need to vote for this person, and it's sort of like this massive like
election rigging
essentially, so that they always have control of what's going on campus. And there's like this really dark history. I think there was like an article written a couple decades ago where some girl got like beat up allegedly by the machine for going against the grain. So it's this really dark, like secret society type thing.
But yeah, it just fell flat for everybody. I was looking at some of the comments online today, and everybody's like, oh my God, the trailer and the commercials for it looks so good. And there was just nothing.
See, that's that's a lesson, because like you want a good trailer, but if you're going to have a good trailer, you have to have a good documentary to back it up. Yeah.
A lot of people were also really not upset, but kind of turned off by the fact by the director constantly putting herself in the documentary.
I was so confused by that. I was like, what does your alopecia and wig wearing have to do with Bama Rush?
Right. I think she was trying to make it relatable, but it just felt flat.
Yeah, I didn't get the metaphors. I really didn't. As someone having been through Rush, it didn't make sense for me.
I think it was her way of trying to relate her personal experience to the sorority recruitment experience. Like, I always tried to fit in as a young girl by wearing wigs. These girls are trying to fit in with these sororities by wearing, like, a Amanda Upperchurch. You know what I mean? Kind of, like, drawing parallels, but it just felt flat.
Every second I was watching it, I was so nervous my fiance was going to walk in the room while I had the remote in my hand. Because if she walks in and I'm watching a documentary on sorority girls, I know it's not going to be great.
It's not going to end well for you.
Not going to end well for you. No. Yeah, especially because she went to Georgia. That would be the biggest offense.
It's her work. Ariana Maddox revealed more bombshells about the Vanderpump Rules scandal ball. And more, I'll spill all the tea on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.